Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach B. I am so glad you're in the studio on tonight with me. I am glad to be here and I'm so excited. Guess what? I every week I send out my flyer based on what I believe that the Lord is leading me to speak about and talk about. But guess what? Tonight is going to be a little different. So forget your resume for tonight. We'll catch that up on another Thursday. But on this Thursday, we're going to have some plain, open dialogue. And I have brought in a surprise guest. And she and I, we believe that this is the direction that God has taken us in. And I always want to be obedient with the Holy Spirit. So even when we have our own plans, see, this is what God is saying. He is tired of dating us. He is tired of dating us. And we've been dating God. And if anybody, some of you have been married for 30, 40, 50 years, so you might not remember back in the day when you were dating, guys especially, where you had this woman and that woman and this one leave. You have a date for breakfast with this one, and then you go to date with for lunch with this one, and then you'll have a dinner date with the other one. And you went through this ritual until you found that one. And I'm saying this because I see my mentor on the phone, and I know he's been married over 50-some years, but I could imagine 60, 70, 80 years, well, not 70, 80, but I could imagine at least 70, 60, 70 years before then, or, you know, or let's say 10 or 20 years before the 50, that he was a thriving bachelor. So anyway, I'm excited about this show because I'm excited when it's not my will, but it's God's will. And I'm excited when he's in the studio, and I'm excited when he uses his people, because Jesus spoke in parables, and I'm so excited when he gives us parables and analogies to use for us to get a so that he could convey his heart to his people. So even like he did it back in those days, he still, you know, back in those days, he walked with his disciples. Now he's walking in. He's in us, you know, walking with us. And so so when he was giving parables, then he still, in this day and time, he's still giving parables. You know, we may know him or see him as analogies, but he's trying to convey, he wants us to get it. He wants us to get it. And in a world that if you could walk, look around, and I don't want to always, I'm not giving the devil no glory. I'm not giving the devil no glory, but he is the prince of the air. Amen. But God has created even him. So God is the creator of heaven and earth. God is the creator. The enemy is not a creator. He's an impersonator. He's a perverser. He perverts. And so I'm not giving him no glory, but I want us to look around and we can see that we are in warfare. The Bible is manifesting. It's coming to fruition. The things that's spoken about in Revelation is coming to fruition. You know, we maybe all of us don't have an understanding of the things of God and what's taking place or what's going on. And my thing would be is pray and ask for revelation knowledge. Pray and ask for God to guide you. Pray and ask for God to protect you, because we are in deceiving times. You don't know who's real, who's not real, who's right. You know, you don't. But the Spirit of God that lives inside of you do. And if that spirit is malnutrition, guess what? Your chances of falling, your chances of being deceived are very real. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my special guest on tonight, and then we're going to just have open dialogue. And at some point during the show, I will open up the line for those who may have comments or questions about the open dialogue that is going to go on tonight. I'm going to say evangelist. I know she doesn't use titles, but evangelist. Leah, I am opening up your mic. Are you in the studio on tonight?
Why, thank you, Denise. I am in the studio tonight. I appreciate you having me on. I'm not special. I'm just a work in progress with Elohim, but thank you anyway.
Well, you're welcome, and I know this was not planned. I actually had a plan that I thought God was taking me in the direction of resumes and experience. Again, another analogy about when we're going through warfare, when we're going through trials and tribulations, when we're going through seasons, that we're supposed to be learning from these, and that it's not in vain, that the pain we go through is not in vain, because as we go through it and we learn, that becomes experience. And that experience matters in the kingdom. You know, it may not seem like it. It may seem like it hurts, but it really matters that God is preparing us for some greater things. And so, but as we begin to fellowship, I realize that that's going to be for a later time tonight. It ministered so much to me tonight. I believe that that God really wants to speak to his children, because many of us, and I'm not saying all of you, because I'm not saying that everybody is here, but I know for me, it ministered to me, because many of us are dating God. We are dating God, and God desires that we court him. God desires that because he's the bridegroom. And he is coming back for a bride. Oh, Jesus. He is coming back for a bride. And you don't become a bride as a serial dater. A serial dater does not become a bride, but it's a courtship that becomes a bride. And so, Leah, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to shut up, because I know that God has really been downloading some things into you, and then we're in the dialogue. But I wanted to share something with our audience so that they could just have a mindset as we get into this on tonight. I find this funny because I wouldn't have never thought this would become a show. But God has a way of working things. A few months ago, I had received something, and it talked about dating versus courting. And it's ironic that I was receiving because I am a single woman, and I always said, I don't like dating. And everybody said, well, Denise, you got to date. You know, you desire to be married soon, so you got to date. Why are you, you know, you just want to meet somebody and jump right into marriage? And I'm like, no, it's not that, but I don't want to date. I don't like the dating thing. And I don't know what it is. And when I received this, it made sense. So let's just be able to identify the difference between dating and courting. That's going to be important. So I'm going to identify the two. Okay, so dating and courting. And we're going to do some bullet points. The first bullet point, dating is eventful. And if you want to write this down, it's good, especially if you're single in the house. But not just for singles, because we're talking in the natural, but this is going to be spiritual, because this is going to be based on our relationship with God.
Yeah.
It's going to be based on our relationship with God. And as we're doing this, if you're listening in, when I break down this list, and then we're going to get into an open format, and we're going to dialogue, if you got scriptures to support it, please dial one on your dial pad and let our team know that so that we could use those scriptures on tonight, okay? So we got two columns. We got dating and we got courting. Dating, the first bullet point is eventful. Courting, the first bullet point is intentional. So dating is eventful, courting is intentional. Second, dating is gameplay, courting is build vision. Dating is pleasureful, courting is purposeful. Dating ends in another date, courting ends in marriage. Dating is self-centered, courting is God-centered. Dating is no accountability. Courting is accountability. And lastly, dating is emotional decision. What I feel, you know, those five senses, the soul is consumed with the emotions, the five senses, authority, culture, whatever. You know, culturally right now, it's okay to go out and have sex with who. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Have sex, go out, do anything with whoever you want to do it with. And the world has got us thinking that in order for you, you know, to get married, you got to test drive. The world's got us thinking that who wants to get married to somebody that they don't know what they, you know, they don't know. So it's not even a God thing. Marriage no more is not even a God thing. It's a, how is it going to make you feel? Are you going to be happy with it? Amen. So dating is an emotional decision and courting is a holy decision. So with that, I'm just going to open us up in prayer and we're going to go for it. Father God, we thank you on tonight. Lord, you are welcome in the studio. Have your way, Father God. Father God, use your vessel to speak, to penetrate the hearts of your people, those listening in live now and those that will listen in at another time, Father. I pray that this message is heard. Father God, I know that you desire to court us because, Father God, your ultimate thing is marriage. You are coming for your bride. And, Father God, you are the groom. So we just thank you, Lord. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Father God, help all of us to see the error of our ways. Father, if it be necessary, cause us to repent and turn away from dating you. But Father God, that we will come into a courtship with you, that we will come into a true divine relationship with you, Father, for kingdom purpose. So Father God, I pray that you would use the woman of God as she speaks on tonight. Father, that you would use me as we speak. Father, we submit ourselves completely to you, dying of self, Father, that your spirit will rise up on the inside of us. No longer we live, but you live inside. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So may I have to shut up. Based on what we just read, the list we just read, wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Yeah, that is, you know, it goes back to how me and Coach D even got on this title of dating is during this time I was fasting for 21 days and, you know, just needing to, the Holy Spirit to do a new thing in me. And, you know, crying out to Elohim that he would just take me back to the place when I first got saved. And that place was, he was all I needed. Elohim was all, nothing else mattered. No matter what was going on in the world, I knew I had him to run back to. And so during this time of fasting, I was asking, what is it? Well, I mean, don't you love me anymore? And he said, it's not me. You just want to flirt. You want to flirt with me. And my heart was broken. And so that is how Denise and I came to this. How we decided that this would be entitled Dating and our dating life with Jesus as opposed to courting. So let's just go from there, sister.
As we were talking about this, it just spoke volumes to me because it was just as you were speaking it, you know, I really, if I be truthful, see, sometimes the truth hurts and people say they want to know the truth, but really people don't want to know the truth because the truth is going to cause you to have to make a decision. And, you know, I'm laughing. Oh, my God, I'm laughing. And I'm sure my mentor is laughing because we had a conversation last night. And we didn't say these words. We didn't say, but the spirit of what was being said last night from my mentor to me was the same. It was the same spirit. So for me to have a conversation with you, Leah, and you were speaking in this, in, you know, about flirting with God, you know, that's what God was telling you in your thing. And it was just confirmation. It was confirmation because sometimes we can't receive things, you know. Sometimes one person could tell us something and because of maybe how they say it or whatever, we don't receive it.
Yeah.
And then come around and say the same thing but using different terminology and you'd be like, the light bulb come on like, ah. And when my mentor was speaking to me last night, I didn't hear my mentor speaking. I heard my dad speaking. And I got so offended or anything, but I felt it felt more like a discipline. It felt more like correction. There's nothing wrong with correction. But you respond like a child. Most people respond like a child. It ain't a lot of people that want to run to correction, especially if they don't feel like they need to be corrected.
Yeah.
So when you said God told you that you've been flirting with him, all of a sudden the light bulb started coming on. This dark room became lit. And I'm not talking about a 60-watt light bulb. I'm talking about lumens. You know, it just become bright. And it was like, I got it. That not, you know, and it wasn't even for me that flirting, but it was like, I've been dating God.
Yes.
I've been dating God. You know, because the fire, the passion, the hot, it had sizzled. And I was lukewarm. And we know what God said in Revelation 3:16. That what he do with people that's lukewarm, he'd rather for you to be cold or hot.
Cold
or hot. You're over him that you just ain't. But the lukewarm and the lukewarm is all, I go to
spew us out. Yes.
Yeah. I go to church on Sunday. Yeah, I go to church, but I get out of church and I'm doing whatever, and my mentality is, and I'm not saying this is me per se, but I'm saying people as a whole. You know, I get out of church, and my mentality is that, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do, or Lord, forgive me, you know. Or, you know, we're going through life, we get up, we get busy, we're doing things and everything, and then, you know, God is the second thought. Oh, Lord, you know, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. We become ritual. And I feel like I had started dealing with some things last year. Now, these things were not none of my own, but I started dealing with them. And how we deal with adversity is also important to God, because God needs to know that when adversity comes about, that he's still God. And oftentimes when adversity comes in our life, God is not always still God, because whether we verbalize it or not, because religious are, they're not saying nothing, because that's God Almighty. Don't say nothing, don't ask no questions. But our attitude, you know, we may not say it, but our attitude is, God, you know, we don't say it, but like our attitude is, Lord, what's up with this? Where you at? You know, why is this happening to me? You know, and we do. We don't say it, but our attitude say it. It's like I used to give a demonstration to my team as an HR manager. I would have to talk with my managers and train them. And I had learned through the ministry I came through, Christian Business Ministry, Vertical League. And one of the things my mentor would do is he would bring somebody up and he would do a demonstration where he would throw a pen at them. He wouldn't say nothing to him. He just throw the pen. And then he asked him, what did that say to you? And the person would say, that's disrespectful. You know, you got an attitude. He said, but I didn't say nothing to you. But the point he was making was, it's not what you say. Our actions will display what we're feeling. So I don't have to say anything for you to know if I have a bad disposition, because my actions are short. So if I come and hand you a pen, if you guys can visualize it, so if I come and I got this pen in both my hands and I'm presenting it to you, think about a crown being presented, and I'm presenting it to you saying, here, that speaks volume. That speaks respect. It speaks honor. It speaks, worship. But if I just toss it to you, that speaks whatever. And so we all have, you know, and I'm going to talk for myself, and some may could relate, some may not, but I've been dating God, and I've been allowing the cares of this world to cause me to have the wrong attitude, not intentionally, but just having the wrong attitude, and sometimes not saying or doing nothing, but just shutting down.
Let me interject something, Anissa, because you were saying that the flirting, the dating part, you know, just dating God, and you know, giving him a religious, oh, good morning, or thank you, blessing the food real quick. And the Holy Spirit told me, yeah, that's what you do. Love crumbs. Why would you give me your leftover love crumbs? That's not, I deserve better than that. And he said, and that's what you do in the dating life. You know, that's what dating looks like. You can give that person love crumbs, because you know that at the end of the day, that person, you can take advantage. You take that person for granted.
Mm-hmm.
The person that you're giving love crumbs to, you're taking for granted because you know they'll always be there. And that's what, you know, that's what we do with Jesus. That's what we do with Elohim. We just give him those love crumbs, knowing that, he'll be there when, you know, he'll be there when I'm done, you know, spiritually, or, you know, playing the harlot, as the Bible calls it. But when we're done, and then we go crawling back when we get our feelings hurt. And that's the dating that we do. That's the flirting that we do. So what do you, do you agree?
I do, and as you were saying that, what came to mind was is it Homer?
Gomer.
Gomer. You know, where her, where, you know, her, God instructed, what was her husband's name?
Where is Quentin? He knows what her husband's name is.
I'm giving it to you right now, but it reminded me when you were speaking, that's what Hosea, Prophet Hosea.
Yeah.
Prophet Hosea,
yes.
And he was instructed by God to marry her, and she was basically a whore, you know. And,
yes.
You know, and he instructed, God instructed him to marry her, and he married her. They had children, but she was always going out and
cheating.
Yes,
she was always,
you know,
in the streets. Yes.
Always.
She was always in the streets.
And he was a good man. You know, he was there. He would take her back. He was raising the kids. And
yes.
He was always
yes.
in the streets.
Yes, he was,
you
a,
know.
He was a good provider, right? Just
yeah,
like
right.
just
was,
like Elohim is for us, Denise. He's a good provider.
Yeah.
He takes us back. He shines us up. He puts us out on our way again, and we do the same back, and we do the same thing. We do the same thing. He's tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Either we're all in or we're not. Either
and I don't
we
know
want
that he'll
him,
ever give up on us. You know, I don't know that he'll ever give up on us. Honestly, I mean, he doesn't give up on us. You know, like he said,
no,
he'll
he
never
does
give
not,
us
he does not give up on us.
Away. But we got, we'll go through, you know, like, once Gomer left Hosea's home to go out in the street, it was nothing he could do to protect. It was nothing he could do to protect or to cover once he was out in the street, right? So, I mean, I'm just kind of analogizing. You know, he never left her, but she would leave him to go do whatever it is she wanted to do. But he was always steadfast. But I don't even, you know, the story doesn't go in to tell us anything else other, but I'm only imagining in the natural, you know, what's out in the street. You know, when you go out in the street, you're subjecting yourself to all kind of stuff. You know, I'm thinking she out there sleeping around, she's subjecting herself to being, maybe getting with men who are abusive physically. She's subjecting herself to various physical diseases and disorders. She's subjecting herself to mental and emotional anguish. She's subjecting herself to so many things when she leaves from under his covering, when she goes out in those streets. And then she goes out there and she gets attacked. She gets beat up. She gets used and abused. She ain't, you know, they done got their sex with her. They done got, you know, all that stuff. And then once she's broken down, she come back to him. She come back to him where he got to now, you know, nourish her back to help, you know, nourish her, get her back to where she's supposed to be. And same thing with, like you said, same thing with Elohim, Adonai. The same thing is that we go and we're unfaithful lovers. You know, we make so many other things our God, and he has been truly good. He's been a provider. He's been a protector. He's ministered to us. He's loved on us. He's, you know, he's made the impossible happen. And then we'll go out and get beat up and get taken advantage of and get used and abused in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotions. And then we got to come back to him to be healed, come back to him like, you know, I think about dogs, you know, like a dog, you know, or a cat, you know, they lick on their kittens or their dog, their puppies, you know, they lick, they clean them, they heal their wounds. It's almost like the same concept. We're constantly coming back to be renewed, to be refreshed because we have not, we have not, first and foremost, what, been intentional. we have not been intentional. And when you think about eventful, ooh, it's fun, it's exciting. Ooh, you're cute. You're cute, it's fun, it's exciting. You got something, that's dating. You got something, but I'm not intentional. Am I really trying to get to know you? Is my intention that I want this to be a long-term relationship?
Yes, yes. Okay, hold that thought, because I want to interject something, that during this time, that time of fasting and prayer, Elohim said to me, so what are we going to, how are we going to move forward? That's what I love about Adonai. You know, he talks to us in our own language. He said, so how are we going to move forward with this? And I said, okay, I guess we can start meeting. You know, we'll just meet every morning between 3 and 4. And he said, okay, perfect. So ever since my fast has been over for, it's going on probably like 3 weeks now, he was saying, you need to come back and get to know me again. Let's start this relationship all over again. So I'm up. I'm up. The Holy Spirit wakes me up every morning between 3 and 4 to commune with my Father. Because, Nisi, you even remember when I first got saved, how she called the police. She, you know, her friends thought I was crazy, but you know that I was all in. Oh, you remember that?
I remember back then you were living with me, and you would just shut up in the room, and you would just be in the room for days. And, you know, back then I didn't know, you know, but I'm like, yeah, she done lost her mind, but she would be in the room for days praying and reading and fasting, and I was partying and hanging out. And I thought, oh, by surety she done lost her mind. And I think, yeah, I was like, okay, she done lost her mind, something wrong. You know, is she going, you know, but yeah, if I remember those days, I could just, yeah, definitely.
So Elohim is saying, come back, return to me, and I will return to you. So I'm out of the dating stage. That dating phase, that's no bueno for me. I'm courting again.
Amen. And that's where, you know, I desire, never thought about this parable, you know, this analogy, because it makes sense. It's clear. It's given a perception. When you speak to me in this language, I understand. I understand. Also, a lot of things, like I said, the ministry I came up out of, which is Christian Business Ministry, there was a teaching, and it was where our mentor would tell people, Kichi, Kichi, and they would look at him like he's crazy, huh? What? And he said, and they look at him. Nobody never asked questions. See, that's how we get so deceived, you know. So people say, Kichi, Kichi, and people just look at him like, huh? And they wouldn't even say, what's that or what? They just look at him like, you crazy? And then he said, well, Kichi, Kichi is like Kachi, Kachi. And then they'll be like, huh? Now it's like, huh? And he'll say, go get me some. Kichi, Kichi. It's like, Kachi, Kachi, go get me some. People still looking. And, it's, you know, and when I think about it, often there was never nobody that said, well, what is that? Where I'm supposed to get it from? They wouldn't. He had to provoke, because we don't ask questions. We've been trained and conditioned. You don't ask God no question. No, that's God. Don't ask him no question. But how you gonna know if you don't ask questions?
Yes.
You're not gonna know. So if I say Kichi Kichi is like Kachi Kachi, you still trying to figure out where I'm supposed to get that, and then I say, well, Kichi Kichi is like Kachi Kachi, but Kachi Kachi is like banana. Will you know where to get it then? Exactly. You know, okay, if that Kichi Kichi is basically banana, then I'm going to go to the neighborhood grocery store, I'm going to go into the produce department where the fruits and vegetables are, and that's where I'm going to find it. this is what this did for me tonight, man. This dating, courting, flirting did that for me in my walk because it was perception. It was no longer the ladder. But I didn't understand. And I would never even have admitted to that I'm only dating God, you know, because I love God. You know, I do. I love God, and my goal is to be faithful and submitted unto Him. And I think that even when I think about the dating versus courting, I think about people who are actually married. And I think about people who are actually married and they no longer serve their spouses.
Yes, yes.
What do you mean, Coach D? There's people who've been married and life has happened, and because they don't have it, maybe the tools or resources to sit down and communicate, they become distant. And they've been married for years, but all of a sudden one is sleeping in one room and one is sleeping in the other room. And it was there was no major fallout, but we're not interacting no more. We're no longer being intimate.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just finding that I'm laying in the room looking at TV, you laying on the couch looking at TV, and when we wake up, that's where we were at. We're no longer sleeping in the same bed. We're no longer having those intimate, we're no longer courting. You know, you going out and doing your own thing, and I'm going out doing my own thing, and now we're looking at each other after we've been together for years, and we don't even know each other. And I think kind of like when I think about my relationship with God, it has been up and down, and it's been and it's not because of God, it's because of me. But it's been that kind of marriage where it's good and we're doing good. We're having date night. You know, all hell. He downloading into me, and I'm worshiping and praising to Him, and everything is good. Glory to God. And then all of a sudden, it gets stagnant. Not, like I said again, not on God's half of mine, because I get consumed with the cares of this world, or I get, I allow busy work. I become Martha, where all this little other stuff becomes, seemingly important. And, I think about Martha, Martha loved God and God loved Martha. So Martha was definitely a saint, but Martha was a busybody. She allowed the cares of the world, the cares of the circumstances and situations. Oh, I got to feed everybody. I got to make sure that I got to do. And so she got concerned with that. And then she was irritated because nobody else had taken on that same
role,
passion. God and Jesus had to remember, Yeshua had to remind us, you know what? Love you, Martha. We love you. Thank you for what you're doing. But guess what? Don't fault Mary, because Mary is understanding. She's understanding the intimacy. She's understanding the courtship. She's understanding, forget the food right now. It'll be there. But right now, I need to be healed. And sometimes we get the spirit of Martha. We just busy. You know, even people that's doing ministry, even people that's going into the building called church, they just go. They've been going. They involved. They serving. They on this board. They on that board. They doing all this. They've been there for 30 years. They've been there for 20 years. They doing this. They doing that. They doing this. They doing that. But guess what? They ain't doing God. They doing Him. And he's just sitting back, and he's like, you ain't doing me. And ministry is not me. You do ministry because of me, meaning you got my relationship with me, and that relationship with me will provoke you to do ministry. But ministry ain't supposed to provoke you to do me. I'm the foundation here. And people get caught up in ministry, but they don't get caught up in Elohim. So, and I believe he's telling us in this day and time, things are going on. He's calling us back. He's calling for a repentant heart, really. Second Chronicles tell us, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and then he will hear from heaven and he will heal their land. He's calling us. Like you said, he don't want to date us. Because if you date God, guess what? You're not going to never be the bride. How many people out there dating with no intention? You ain't really looking for nothing. You just like to date because you like the good food. You like the good whatever else. But there's men out there dating, and they'll tell you in a minute, I just want something casual. I'm just dating. You will never be my wife.
Mm.
You know, butterflies that, but guess what? Your actions are doing, I'm dating you, but you'll never be my wife.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you're dating this man or you're dating this woman you've been dating, and then all of a sudden, y'all have a fallout and you look up and they married. And you'd be like, what? Because somebody else was requiring courtship. You can't date me. You got to court me. Because I need to know you're intentional. I need to know you're intentional. I need to know that we could build a legacy. We could build a family. We could, we could build vision. We could build our dreams. We could buy, hey, we're going to buy a home. Let's buy a home. We're going to do this. We're going to do some stuff. I need to know you're purposeful. I need to know this is purposeful. You see me as a part of your future. You believe that I am the missing rib, or you are the missing rib cage that I need. I'm doing this. I'm investing in this with you. Why? Because the end is marriage. I'm not investing in you. I'm not doing all this just to be your girlfriend. I'm doing this because I want to be your wife, or I'm doing this because I want to be your husband. This is not about me. This is not. I don't want to do anything to you because of my needs. I don't want my needs to become the prerequisite of me being with you, because that's now self-centered. But I want to be God-centered. God, what do you say? God, is this her? God, is this him? Is this your gift to me? Because now it ain't based on what I need or what I want. It's based on what God wants for me. And I guarantee you, if you get lined up to what God wants for you, you better believe that if you get lined up of what God wants for you, then guess what? God, you're going to be joyful. And you're going to be happy. Why? Because you're in the will of God. Accountability. Yeah. I'm going to be accountable to you. You're going to be accountable to me. Why? Because we have a commitment. David, I don't have to be accountable to you. I don't have to love you. I can date how many people I want to date. There's no accountability. How dare you try to hold me accountable? You ain't my husband. You ain't my wife. But when you are courting, you're saying, I have the intentions on this end result of marriage. So I'm accountable. Accountability is, if you're courting somebody, you're not going to go for 3 days without talking to them. You're not. When you're courting somebody, there's a constant, unless you guys say, hey, for 3 days I'm fasting, for 10 days I'm fasting, praying, whatever. But there's a constant communication. This is what I'm doing. Hey, I'm doing this. Hey, I'm doing this. There's an accountability. And then, again, dating has emotions. Ooh, he cute. Ooh, she cute. Ooh, I want, I want to do, I want to do this. I want to do that. Gotta understand. Gotta understand. I just need some time. I I mean, don't push me in the corner. Don't push me in the corner now. Because if you put me in the corner, Dayton always have a backup plan. So you know what? If you ain't acting right, you ain't gonna give me what my self-centered self needs. Then guess what? I'll get it somewhere else. If you're not gonna,
and if we look at this, Denise, if we look at that spiritually, what you're saying, that's the same thing with Elohim. He's thinking, well, you want to date me, that's not going to work with me, because that tells me that you're going to be running after other lovers. Anybody can draw your attention away from me. So, like you're saying, he wants us totally committed to him.
Faithful.
No more flirty.
Faithful. And then holy decision. You know, holy decision. 1 Peter 1:15-16 tells us, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
Yes.
Surely, as a Christian, you're not going to date a Buddhist. No, there's no judgment there. There's not, but you're not, we're not on the same path. We're not functioning in the same belief. And
no,
so,
unequally yoked.
Unequally yoked. So God is telling us, he's giving us he wants to court us. And there are some rules and regulations. There are some boundaries, he said. And one of the boundaries is I'm holy, so guess what? If you want a courtship with me, you got to be holy too. And then the other thing is that we have a choice. God has chosen us. If you're in God, don't think that you're in God because of you. He chose you. Now, naturally, you have a right not to want to be chosen. That's the thing, that he's giving you that free will, that you don't have to want to be chosen. He chose you, but you can make a decision you don't want to be chosen. And then you'll suffer whatever the consequences is of that. According to John 15:16, he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Wow. So think about that. The lover of our soul, when we court him, like he said, he's chose us. I chose you. Now you can choose. I chose you. Now will you choose me? Will you court me? Because if you submit, then he says that you're gonna bear fruit, and the fruit will last. It won't be rotten fruit that's fallen from a tree, but it will be plentiful. It will be fruitful, and that whatever we ask, can you imagine having a lover? And I'm saying that in the spiritual sense, that whatever you ask, because you're delighting yourself in this person. You are intentional. You are building vision, kingdom vision. You are purposeful. You're God-centered. You're centered in him and not in self. You're accountable, and you're making holy decisions, which is righteousness. You're making right decisions. That whatever you ask, that you know how we are, ladies. I mean, I can't talk for the men, but for the ladies. You know how we are to be in a relationship with a man, that whatever you ask them for, that they're able to give you. How important is that as you, and I know there's men on the line, and not it's for men. How important is it for even you that whatever you ask your woman for, that she's able to give it to you? Because she trusts you. There's no doubt. There's no questions. Well, why you need this and what you need it for and what you're doing with it. And she going through your cell phone and she going through this and all of this stuff. It's nothing like trust, because in trust is where you can get what you need. Because if you can't trust, you're not going to give something that you can't trust. And that's men and women. If a man trusts you, he'll give you his all. If a woman trusts you, she'll give you her all. It's, you got to trust. And God is saying the same thing. We got to trust him. And we say we trust him, but do we really trust him? Because if we trust him, we would be courting him. We would not just be flirting with him or dating him. He won't just be God when things are bad. Mm-hmm. He won't just be God when things are good. Because we got people that praise God as long as everything's going good, and then when something, and then when trials hit, you know, it's like getting socked in the stomach and you lose that win. And then we got people that when things are going good, they're doing their own thing, but as soon as things get bad, now all of a sudden they run into God. But God has said, I want you in the good times and the bad times. And don't, one of the things, don't utilize those times. When you go through trial and tribulation, stop allowing the enemy to feel like God is punishing you. Stop allowing the enemy to make you feel like you're not worthy, that you're missing the mark, that you didn't get it right. Stop allowing the enemy to cause that. Stop allowing the enemy of your mind. Sometimes our worst enemy is ourselves. Stop beating yourself up, because there will be trials and tribulations in this world. There's things going on in this world. See, there's laws and there's things that's already been preset. And that on, and just because things are happening, just because you're facing trials and tribulations, just because you're being attacked, doesn't mean that God doesn't love you and that he's not with you. Look at Job. Things are going to happen. We're in a fallen world. We're in sin. People, we're in sin. We were born into sin. We're sinners saved by grace.
Yeah.
Still in flesh. Things are going to happen. But that doesn't say that God doesn't love us. That doesn't mean that we're being punished. We don't have to beat ourselves up. And I'm guilty. I was being guilty, because when I started going through things, the first thing I started thinking is, okay, where am I? Am I out of order? Am I out of line? What, Lord, what did I do? How did this happen? I didn't do nothing. It happened. It's part of life. It's part of processing through the pain. And it happened. Life happened. And when life happens, guess what? You could do one of two things. You could stay on track with God, praise your way through the situation, or you could allow the enemy to cause you to lose hope. And many have caused the enemy to cause them to lose hope, that, you know, committing suicide, getting caught up on drugs, giving up, going back to the same vomit that they was once delivered from. You know, like Gomer, going back out to the street. When she knows, don't you think Gomer knew that her safest place was at home with Hosea? I'm probably sure that Gomer didn't feel good about herself. She probably didn't feel like she was worthy. Hosea was a prophet. She probably felt like she wasn't worthy of him. Flip side of that, he was a nice guy. And there's a lot of women out there that will pass by a nice guy for somebody that's going to just be horrible. So we are coming towards the end of this show, but, Leah, I just want to know, do you have any last things, thoughts, words of encouragement for the listening audience? Oh, we do have somebody. Hold on. We got somebody in the audience that do have a comment. Area code 909, last 4887.
Wow.
Woo-hoo! Host Adams, you are live.
Well, first and foremost, to both of you ladies, ministers of the gospel, thank you so much for this rich concept that you brought forward. As I was processing with what each of you were sharing, I was constantly reminded that the Word of God states that we are to be the bride of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I love the differences that you gave between courting and dating, because in order for one to become a bride, there is that commitment of engagement.
Yes.
That's a whole different level. It's not dating, flirting, but it is that next level of commitment. So I really honor you for bringing this topic forward. It was such a rich dialogue, and I got so much from it. And just wanted to, I know you're closing out, but I just wanted to share that because I really enjoyed tonight's episode of Processing the Pain. Great job. Continue the journey you're on.
Oh, thanks, Tania.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, we love you and appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining in on tonight. And so we know that we were being obedient to the Spirit. If it blessed you, then we know that we were on track.
Amen.
Absolutely, and I love and appreciate you ladies as well, and just keep up the great work. That's all I can say is continue to do the kingdom assignment God has called you each to.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, my sister, likewise. Thank you so much. Wow, that was awesome. That was a pleasant surprise. I think you were going to say something.
Yeah, you know what? None of us are perfect, you know. God meets us where we're at. Literally, he meets us where we're at. Shania mentioned commitment, and that is what Elohim was asking for me. How, you know, I know the Bee Gees song, How Deep Is Your Love, right? But whatever, I love the Bee Gees. But anyway. But he was asking me, how deep is your commitment? Are you really gonna meet me every morning between 3 and 4? And it was rough. Let me tell you what, it was rough. I mean, I had to trick my body into trying to get up. I had to make sure that my electric blanket was on. I had to make sure that the heat was on, because any excuse, I was not gonna get out of the bed. Oh, it's too cold. And then that went on for a couple of days, and then I thought to myself, you know what, my alarm clock, because, you know, your cell phone or your alarm clock is on the side on your nightstand or whatever, and I had my, I used my cell phone as an alarm clock, like most of us do, by myself. My alarm clock would go off on my cell phone, and I would hit the snooze button. So the Holy Spirit said, how about this, Leah? You take your cell phone and you put it in the closet or on top of your television stand, which for me, I have short legs, so it's like 20 steps from my bed. So I said, okay, all right. And I'm telling you what, I'm committed to this relationship. So when that cell phone of mine went off at 3:30 in the morning, I had to literally get out of the bed and go shut it off. The walk was too far. And what I was being called to do was, once I got shut off my alarm, I went directly to my closet and prayed for however long, 30 to 40 minutes. But let God see some action, you know. Let's return to him. Let him see that we want to return to him. I mean, I'm not disciplined, but I just know that he honors He honors our actions. He honors our hearts. Like me and Nisi said earlier, obedience is better than sacrifice. And yes. My actions to him were a sweet aroma to his nose. So, again, he will meet us where we're at. He loves us all, and he's just waiting.
Amen. Amen. Yes, indeed. That's it. And that's in every part of our lives when we're in courtship. You know, that even includes, you know, people don't think, but God has given you dreams, visions, and ideas. And when we sit on that, you know, he gives a parable about the guy, you know, with the man with the talent and the one that just sat on his and didn't want to do nothing and didn't want to invest and was scared to do this and whatever his all reasons. But that's the same thing, you know, when God has given us dreams, visions, ideas to move out and go forth in it. And we don't. It's disobedient, you know. And it's saying, if I'm courting you, it's saying, I don't trust you. You know, it really is saying, I don't trust you. I don't trust that if I do what you tell me to do, that I'm going to get the desired results.
You mean dating, Denise? You said courting?
No, it's courtship. Courtship meaning, I'm saying that, you know, as we were talking about that, I was just thinking that in courtship, you know, like let's just say if you're courting somebody and they tell you to go out and get your dress, you know, because courtship, the end result is marriage. So let's say now you courtship and you're engaged and they tell you go out and get your dress and you don't go out and get your dress or you don't go out and find a venue. So, you know, when you don't go out and do that, it's just saying, well, I don't really believe that we're going to get married. You know, I don't really believe this is going to happen. So likewise with God, God has given us dreams, visions, ideas. He's given us kingdom assignment. And many of us are not functioning kingdom assignment. We're sitting at home. I don't like talking in front of a crowd. Or, oh, Lord, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't just to move out of state. All my family is here. You know, or Lord, I ain't supposed to leave that job and go to this and start a business, or I ain't supposed to do this. Just saying things that he's telling us. You know, it's ironic, Lord means the Lord over. Lord. So if he's Lord in our life, he is reigning over our lives. And so, anyway, I know it's getting to the end, and I'm not going to go on. This could go on. We could probably have another show. We could probably end up having another show on this and a part two, but this was so rich. Lay, I want to just thank you for us. I mean, thank you for being obedient to the Spirit, because this was truly last minute. I was totally in a different direction, and this was truly last minute, but it was so rich. It was rich in content. It restored my joy because I'm just like, wow, Father God, I don't want to court you. I don't want to date you. I don't want you to come to me and say, depart from me, you work of iniquity, after I knew you now. Because you really don't know people when you date them.
Yeah.
Their intent is not to be there alone, so they're not going to open up. They're not going to be transparent with you. They're not going to tell you, you know, they're not going to tell you that they're, you know, they went through this with their dad, they went through this with their mom. They're not going to, that's a lot of information for just merely dating. But in courtship, you start learning about a person. You want to know who your mama, what's your mama's last name? What's your daddy do? You know, what's your sibling? Who's your sibling? You want to know more about them because you put them married into this family. And you want to know. So you begin to ask more questions. You spend more time communicating. And so, it's just, woo. Anyway, I know what I'm getting ready to do. I'm gonna step back. Do you want to close us out in prayer?
Yeah, nobody else who had a question or a comment?
Let me just ask. We are coming towards the end of our show. I'm I'm dancing because this was just really rich in content. And I'm ready to just kind of dissect it some more because I feel like there's more. But anyway, if you have been listening in, now if you're listening in through the internet, of course you cannot ask questions or comments. You would have to call into the studio. But for those in the studio, if you have a question or comment about tonight's show, dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment about the contents of tonight. And our question to you as we dial 1, and we'll give you a couple of minutes to, you know, dial 1 for your question or comment. But our question to you as we get ready to close out this show is, are you just merely dating or do you want a courtship? Are you just merely dating? And I say dating, also this came to mind, Leia, and this is so true because you see it in this day and time. There's a lot of people saying, you know, there's a lot of people saying God, you know. A lot of people are saying God, you know, thank God, you know. In a tone, they'll say thank God, and then they turn around and say, well, you know, we're one with the universe and, you know, and God, and they're getting involved in different things, you know, that are really not in tune or aligned with. They're culturally acceptable. But see, our culture is not our God belief. And so culturally it might be okay to do burn sage or, you know, whatever all this other stuff, the crystals and all these other stuff. You know, it sounds good. It sounds like it's making your vibration right and aligning you with being one with the universe and stuff. But people don't understand that's yet other dudes, other women that you're dating. It's not Elohim. It's not the living God. And so you're dating God. I come to God when it makes sense. Oh, heaven forbid if my child is on, you know, in ICU, I'm going to call and ask everybody for prayer. I'm dating God. I'm going to ask everybody for prayer. But then once the danger is over, I'm back to numerology. I'm back to horoscopes. I'm back to the crystals. I'm back to all this other stuff. All this other stuff that didn't help you at that time of need. And it's weird that everybody, and there's one word that everybody will say, even when they don't believe, when they're at death's door. And that one word is what? Jesus. That one word, people, when they're in distraught at death's door, the first thing they'll say is Jesus, even when they say they don't believe, even when they're not following. And I honestly believe when the word of God says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, that's truth. Because every knee, everybody's going to have a point in their life of despair.
Yes.
And they're going to call Jesus.
Yes.
Whether they convert, whether they decide to court or not, they're going to call out Jesus. Let's take it out the spiritual realm, even in the natural. That's a fact. Makes you think. So anyway, I'm going to step back, ma'am, let you pray us out. And then after you pray us out, I'll go ahead and close out, and we will get ready for next week.
Yes. Amen. Oh, yes. We just come to you, and we just praise your name, Elohim, and we just thank you for gathering us together. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for new ideas. We thank you. We thank you, Elohim, that we have committed in our hearts to no longer flirting with you, that we are no longer going to be dating you, that we are going to be courting you with intention of true commitment. I just thank you, and I just ask, Elohim, that you would put your hand upon all the listeners, anybody by computer who's tuned in, and we just ask that you would bless us. Just bless us. Bless Denise for stepping out in faith and bringing her show to the air. I just thank you for her parents to raise her up in the way that she would go, and she did not depart from you. I just ask you just to strengthen her and light that, keep that flame of the Holy Spirit burning in her, Father. Continue to give us a boldness, a burden, and just a heart for the people who are unsaved. Thank you, Elohim, that you are doing a new thing in our lives. In Yahshua's name we pray. Amen.
In Yahshua's name, amen, amen, amen. Woo, glory. Well, this has been just a dynamic show. I pray that it has blessed you, the listening audience. It will be, this show was recorded as all Thursday night shows are recorded. So if you missed out on any part of it, or you know that there's somebody that needs to hear this show, in about 15 minutes, you'll be able to pull the recording from the Blog Talk network. I also will, I think what I will also do is take that link, and I'll put that link, I'll post it on social media, and then I also will post it in the email and text blast that go out. For those who just want to listen back on it, I think it was really a great show. And, again, I want to thank Evangelist Leah from coming in and just sharing with us and being obedient to the Holy Spirit. I want to thank all of you for joining in on tonight. I pray that something was said that just encouraged you. If you've been dating or kind of flirting, that you will come into a courtship with our Father, and I just want you to all know that yes, we all go through, and none of us are perfect. We all have missed the mark. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. And even as I say this, and my joy is full, which, you know, and my happiness is there, doesn't mean that I won't have any more trials and tribulations. But I want to be able to deal with them differently. And so anyway, thank you for joining us on tonight. We love and appreciate you, and I look forward to being with you all on next Thursday. Have a good night. Thank you.
surrender.